Hello, welcome back to Talk for Tuesday, and today we're talking about positive influencers with Frankie and Macy.
Hello.
Hi.
They're our head boy and head girl in school, and we've also got a new member, Annie.
She doesn't have to say hi though.
Yeah. So, what do you think about positive influencers?
I think I'm a positive influencer because the year sevens can look up to me and what I do around school.
We like to show the younger years that it's better to want to learn and be good and want to do well leaving school.
There's also other positive influences in our school, such as a lot of teachers. Personally, mine are Mr. Greenbank and Miss Cunningham, because she's just so nice. Mine is Mr. Foy.
None of the teachers in the school, but me nan is my role model, and she always has been, because she's an absolute legend.
My mum is also my role model, because she can do, like, she's very resilient, she can do everything, and like, I don't know how she does it, to be honest.
Yes, Queen.
My positive influence has always been, like, from a really young age, it has always been Jennifer Lopez. I don't know why.
You like J-Lo?
Yeah,
I like it. Girls, we're talking a lot about positive influences, but why do we have these positive influences? What's good about them?
Well, we have positive influences because I think everyone just needs someone to look up to. Like, everyone, whether you do it subconsciously or not, everyone needs that positive, or maybe even they just need the influence in their life, because even without knowing it, children will look up to mums and dads, teachers, people they see on TV, and they'll just copy what they're doing. So we need to make sure we're being a positive influence for everyone around us.
What type of, like, traits have they got then? What are you looking for in terms of someone who would influence you?
People who don't, like, people, like, who encourage you to finish school, even if it's not just to university level, people who encourage you to just be nice, you know, treat people with respect, no matter who they are, what they are, things like that.
My positive influence is my sister, because she's just boss, and she's always been there for me whenever I needed her, and she's just dead strong, and I just want to be like her.
Yeah, my positive influencer is probably my uncle or something, because he does what I want to do when I leave school, and yeah, he's one of them. I don't know, I can't explain really.
Is it just like an energy, or
yeah?
I've always thought that way about my nan, because my nan is she's got arthritis and other stuff like that, and my granddad's ill as well. And even though she is ill, she's still looking after me granddad, and she's still gone to work full time, and she still raised me mum, me auntie, and my uncle to the best of her abilities, and she's always been a massive role model for me for how hard you can work no matter what type of ailment you have.
So Macy and Frankie, what are your celebrity or teacher influences?
Probably Mr. Harvey or Mr. Nelson in our school, anyway, because they're good teachers and they're funny as well. They make you laugh on them, so.
For the teachers in the school, it's probably Miss Cunningham and Mr. Harvey, because they always make you want to do well, and they just have a laugh at you, and it's fun with them, and they're just nice to have a conversation with. And then for the celebrity, it's probably Molly May, because I'm obsessed with her, and money just didn't change the way she acted, or her fame and all.
I'm going to ask you both a question now then, okay? Right? Why did you want to become a head boy and head girl? Like, you're obviously looked up to in this school as positive influences. What inspired you to do that?
I wanted to become head boy because my cousin who was in the school was head boy, and also to make other students like me, because I think I'm respectful and kind, and you can come up to me whenever you want, and that. So wanted everyone to look up to me.
I wanted to be head girl because I know that like when like I used to feel like not the best in like my younger years, and I had counsellor, but I didn't want a counsellor, and if I knew the head girl was, I would probably went and spoke to her, but it weren't like a big thing when I started school. So now that I am, I want to let people know that they can come up and speak to me, and even just like happy people still have a conversation with me, you know, just to do it.
Is there anything you could say to people who maybe want to be head boy or head girl? Like how you got there, what it's like, stuff like that.
I just have a laugh with all my teachers and work hard as well. And be confident in what you do.
Even when you're in your younger years, people think that you don't need to, like, you know, try your best and you wait for your last years. But if you really do want to be head girl or head boy, when you're like in year 11, then you've got to be good the whole way through and, you know, try your best the whole way through.
I want to be head girl.
You're inspiring some people already.
Yes, it is
going
to be a competition.
It's within as well, probably.
No, thank you.
I'll support you for a few.
I feel like, going back to what Macy said, when you go to speak to people for support, I feel like even they can have an influence in your life, because I was like, COVID and stuff, it was just like a big hit for a lot of people. And for me, going to see like the inclusion faculty and all the students, it just really helped to talk to someone. I'd also like to say my celebrity influence is Lady Gaga, because she's just so inspirational, so amazing, and her charity work is absolutely fabulous.
Go ahead, girl. But that's all we have for today. Thank you for our guest speakers, and thank you for listening. We'll see you next week when we have a podcast on balance. So we'll see you later. Ta-da.
Bye.
Bye.